The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
It's a Thursday, and it's a sad Thursday because we've got to say goodbye to a few people. But before we do that, we'll say hello to a few people as well. We've got the High Sheriff, Nigel Hartley, in. Morning, Nigel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, good to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in, because I know we've had this in the diary for a bit. It's going to be a special morning because these youngsters are leaving.
And I've just heard some of their podcasts, which were just really amazing and really moving to listen to. So well done, all of you.
It was especially the last one, Dylan. We're gonna go out and listen to that in the green room in a minute. First of all, let's welcome Callum. Morning, Callum. You all right?
Morning. Yes, I'm
you okay?
Fine. Yeah.
I liked your podcast.
Yes.
A lot of emotion in it.
Yeah.
And also liked your podcast as well, Kev. I saw it's Kirsten, isn't it?
Yes. All right.
And that was about your sister, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, look, we've only got a limited amount of time, and we only want to stay in the studio for a little bit because it's too blooming hot. All right, but you've got a load of questions for Nigel, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you got some questions as well?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay, how difficult are yours? Because we haven't had a chance to vet them.
No. I'm going to say they are a bit difficult for him.
Just a bit.
Hopefully you will probably...
Who wants to go first?
Overs.
You do what? Okay. All right, you go first then.
Try and make this one. Okay.
Don't cheat, Nigel.
I'm trying to read them.
Right. My first question is...
All right. Your first question.
My first question to you is have you ever accidentally tripped over your seminarian sword?
Oh, have I? I haven't accidentally tripped over it, but I've accidentally prodded someone with it.
Oh.
And once I nearly prodded our cat with it at home.
Oh, my God.
So I haven't fallen over it, but I've had a few accidental prods.
That's a great question. Have you ever been asked that question before?
Never, no.
Brilliant. Wow. Okay. Kirsten, have you got a question?
Kirsten.
Yeah. What is the most unglamorous part of being the High Sheriff that nobody sees?
Gosh, what's the most unglamorous? That's a really good question. I don't think any of it's glamorous at all. I know it looks glamorous when you're there in that uniform, but actually, particularly in this weather, it's incredibly hot. And at the county show on Saturday, I had to open the county show, and then I had to go and get changed in a really tiny portaloo, and it was like being baked. It was like being baked. It was so hot and there was no room and I had to take all this uniform off. So the best bit of it is meeting people like yourselves. But actually, the rest of it, it's not very glamorous at all.
No.
Nice.
Callum, question?
Yes, sir. Right. If you could add one modern item to your traditional uniform, what would it be and why?
Well, that's an easy one. Okay. I think it would be a fan or some pockets inside it to put some ice packs in. particularly in the current weather. So we've been. I thought the other day I might stick a bag of frozen peas down the back of it when I was going out because it's so hot. So something to cool it down.
You won't be saying that in January.
No, absolutely.
Only mad people say that.
Kirsten?
What is the funniest or most unexpected thing that has happened to you while visiting an island community event?
Yes, well, there's quite a few funny things. Probably some of them I can't say on radio. One funny thing was I turned up in all my full uniform to an event, got out of the car, and there was a bloke there who was obviously kind of ushering people in. And he went, yes, who are you? And I'm standing there in this full uniform. And he just said, who are you? I thought it's quite obvious. So that was quite funny. Yeah.
Callum, one more?
Yeah, one more question. Right, let's see. Right. Okay. Do you get to keep the uniform after your year in office ends?
Yes, I do, because I have to. I had it made and I have to pay for it, so it's mine. Mm-hmm. So I do get to keep it. I can sell it to a future High Sheriff if they're the same size as me, but I think I've been eating a lot of cake, so I'm not sure whether anyone will fit into it. But I do get to keep it, yes.
Nice. Cool. These are great questions.
They are, yeah.
Great answers, too. We're finding out a lot more about the important side of things.
Yes.
Have you got one more question, Kirsten?
What do you, trying to figure out how to word it.
Well, take your time.
So being the High Sheriff, what do you have to do?
What do you have to do? So the High Sheriff role is for a year. So every year there's a different High Sheriff on the Isle of Wight. So I started in April and I finished next April. And there are two bits to it, really. One is that you are the King's representative on the island for law and order. So you oversee all law and order. The second thing is that you visit a lot of charities and organisations and highlight the good work that's going on. And, you know, what I'm really finding is I'm meeting good people doing good things every day of the week. And the island is an amazing place and there's nothing to worry about. Everything's good.
That's good.
And you must enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's contagious. I'm meeting amazing people every day and I'm going home buzzing every time I go anywhere.
Nice. So you must be, it's hard working. I would imagine you don't get many days off in this year.
No, and I think, you know, you're left to do your own thing. They say just do it in your own way. And I guess I've got a personality that goes at it full on, really. I mean, I've always been like that. So I'm not saying no to anything. I'm encouraging people to invite me to places because I want to see as much as possible. It is busy. But it's, as I said, it's contagious and I'm just buzzing all the time.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for taking the time and the trouble to come and be with us this
really
morning.
Happy and great questions.
We've got more questions coming up. We've been joined by Chloe Coombs. Morning, Coombsy. You all right?
Morning, Ian.
Hair looks nice. I'm all right, thank you. None of the others asked me how I was. Hair looks nice.
Thank you.
You've been. Did you go to the hairdressers?
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of a wave through it. Yeah?
Yeah.
We've got also Jack in as well. Morning, Jack. You okay?
Yes.
Sad day?
No, it's kind of a mixture.
Because it's last day down here.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to college in September, so you've got one more week of normal school at St. George's. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then that's it?
Yeah. Won't be going back to St. George's forever.
Forever you'll pop in, I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be reasons to go back. There always is.
No, there isn't.
And we've got High Sheriff Nigel Hartley in as well. Are you ready for another grilling?
I think I am, yes. I'm a little bit terrified, but let's go.
Because I've got loads of questions. I haven't vetted any. And I have no idea. I've got loads of questions myself, and I'm too worried. Because I know that there was a little bit of a discussion out there with I think it was Callum and Kirsten, because Callum had asked one of the questions that Kirsten was going to ask.
Oh, really?
So let's. Who wants to go first, Jack or Chloe?
Thanks, Chloe.
You going first, Jack?
Yeah.
Go on then. First question then.
So that medal you're wearing. What do I need to do to wear that?
Well, you need to be nominated to become High Sheriff, and then you need to accept it. And then you have to go through a whole process. And the process is a kind of very formal one where they vet you, they look into your past, and then they decide whether you're worthy to do it or not. And thankfully I was. I haven't done anything that terrible in my past, hopefully. Okay. So, and you know, you do well at the Isle of Wight College. You never know what might happen in the future.
Oh.
When I was your age, I never ever thought I would be High Sheriff. It wouldn't even occur to me. So things can change and things can develop. So you do well. And who knows?
Good question, though, Jack. Thank Chloe?
I was just going to ask, the uniform that you wear, is it got, like, traditional value? Has it come from, like, past?
Yeah, so the uniform itself, for myself, was a new one. It was made for me. But it goes back to the Victorian times, the uniform we wear today. And the style of it is over 150 years old, really. So it fits into a different era. No one's come up with a modern day uniform, but we wear it traditionally, and I think it's out of respect for the history of the role. So yes, so mine was made particularly for me, because I'm a particular size, and who, you know, I might sell it to someone else in the future. You never know.
Okay, we've got other questions coming up. I've got loads that are popping in my head, but I don't want to use them up just in case they get doubled up. So, Dylan, I always worry when I ask you if you've got a question. Go on, what have you got?
Did you wear your High Sheriff uniform last night watching on the sofa watching the football?
That would have been a really good thing to do, wouldn't it? I didn't. I had it on earlier in the day when I went to an event.
Yeah.
But last night I just wore my shorts and T-shirt like everyone else.
Yeah.
But it was a bit hot to wear it on the sofa last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you wear the medal, though?
I didn't wear the medal. No. I didn't. I could have done. That would have been
Chloe, have you got another question?
Earlier you mentioned something about a sword. What do you use that for?
So it's a ceremonial sword, so it's not sharp, so I can't do any damage with it. So it's part of the history again, that the High Sheriff would have a sword, and the sword we carry today is a ceremonial one, so it's just for show, really.
So not like an actual sword?
No, not like an actual sword. It's not sharp, and you can't puncture anything with it. I guess you can prod someone with it, which is what I was saying earlier, but you can't do any damage with it.
All right. Have you got another question, Dylan? Should we be worried?
I'm a bit worried, I tell you.
Can I ask one while he's getting ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've got loads, but it's something that's... When you say that you're chosen, who chooses?
Yeah, so there's a very formal, what they call a nominations committee. So a group of people on the island from different backgrounds and different areas on the island, so charities, business, all that kind of thing. They come together once a year and they look through a list of names that have been put forward and discuss people. And then so the High Sheriff of the year then goes and talks to another person and says, would you be interested in this? They do it 5 years in advance. So I've known for 5 years.
Oh, crikey. How do you keep that a secret?
Well, you have to. So you keep it a secret for 5 years. And then until it's absolutely verified by the Privy Council and the King, you can't say anything.
Right, okay. That's in it. I'd never realised that you had to, you know, it's 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. How have we had... Always at High Sheriffs?
Interestingly, no. So I'm the 52nd High Sheriff on the Isle of Wight, so it's been going for 52 years, so the 1970s. And that was because of the change in the, breaking away from Hampshire as a county. The Isle of Wight became its own county, it then had its own Lord Lieutenant and its own High Sheriff. So, about 52 years.
All right, okay. And we obviously... the one that sticks out in my mind, because it's the first one that I can remember. I didn't really take any notice of High Sheriff, I guess, in the past. But Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah. So that Alan was quite a while ago. I think something like 2008, 2009,
yeah,
around that time. And actually, my ceremonial sword, I borrowed from Alan Titchmarsh.
Right.
He let me borrow it, and his hat. I've got a very specific hat, so I should give them back to him.
Did it have any soil on the end of his sword?
No, but he did tell me he had to polish it.
Okay. Have you got another question, Chloe?
Not at this moment.
Not at this moment. Not at this moment. Your council, takes a break.
You basically took the question I was going to ask.
Did I?
No.
Yeah.
Well, did I really?
You might have done. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
See, I knew it would happen. So now you're going to beat me up outside of the green room. All right, so Dylan, you got a question that I haven't stolen?
Our class did a sweepstake for the World Cup. I got Brazil. What team did you get?
Well, I didn't do a sweepstake this year for the World Cup, so I used to run Mountbatten, the hospice, and we always had a sweepstake there. But this year, no, I haven't had a sweepstake. Maybe we should have had one amongst all the past high sheriffs. You never know. But I was sad about what happened last night. I think it was really sad.
Well, I was more than sad. I was proper grumpy.
I was in
grumpy.
My corner playing my recorder.
Ah, right.
All right. What was a sadder recorder tune?
Right.
You played it on the recorder, did you?
The sad song.
You got another question, Chloe?
Well, these are some of the questions that have, I think, Jack and Dylan have asked, and this one kind of I found quite interesting. Do you get a discount on the ferries if you wear uniform?
No, you don't. But there's a funny story if you want me to tell it. Some weeks ago, I don't know whether you know, a very famous actor called Derek Jacobi came to the island to talk at the Cowes Fringe. And they asked me to go and meet him on the ferry in Southampton and travel back with him. And I had to go in my uniform. And we got stuck in the traffic. And I literally had to run down the Red Jet alley to get on the ferry with a moment to spare. They were just shutting the things. And I was in full uniform shouting, "I'm the High Sheriff, let me on." But I did have a ticket. They didn't give me a free ride, but they did wait for me. I think they were quite shocked, thinking, what on earth's going on? Yeah.
Great question. Love it. You got any more like that?
Is there any other ones like that? Okay. If your year in an office had a theme song, what would that be?
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Great question.
I can't take the credit. This is Jack and Dylan's questions.
Right.
Are you going to play the theme song after?
I'd have to find it. Yeah. I'd have to find it. Come on.
Gosh. What would it be? Well, my theme song for my life, and one of the songs I once played at my funeral, is The Impossible Dream. And that's one of my favourite songs ever, because I was always brought up saying you have to work hard and you have to work for everything you want. So with everything I do, I throw myself into it, probably more than I need to. And I work very hard. And I think, you know, working hard, having the opportunity to work hard for the island and to show all this amazing stuff that's going on is I'm really proud of that, and hopefully I can continue to do that for the next 9 months
and then put your feet up.
Yeah, exactly. Or probably carry
on. So we mentioned earlier on about the hospice. Mm-hmm. Are you still connected to the hospice?
Yeah, so I'm still supporting the hospice in all kinds of ways that I can. So my theme for the year, because the High Sheriff has a theme, and I think we spoke about this some months ago when I came on, is around end of life planning. So it's encouraging people to plan for their end of life well in advance from when they're healthy. And there's a whole process to do that. There's a QR code to sign up, and that can be done through the Mountbatten website, and I actually think it's on your website too.
Yeah.
And people sign up, and then they'll get access to a lot of information of how that can help. But it's making sure that people, when they come to the end of their life, are not left in crisis, so everything can be a bit more planned and a bit more ordered.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think it's lovely that you've been on the island about 9 years.
12 years.
12 years. Mm. Good grief! And you've been at the hospice all that time.
Yeah, all that time.
And a lot has changed, and there's a lot of positivity out there as well. And how hard was it to step away from the day to day?
It's really interesting because I think I managed to retire exactly at the right time. I'd noticed it was the right time to do it for myself and for Mountbatten. Doing that at the right time, I think, helps. Really good that Becky McGregor took over, who was my deputy, so I feel really reassured that it's in good hands and it's going to carry on in the way that it did. I don't miss the red tape and all of the terribleness around the edges of it, particularly with the NHS funding and all of that. I'd been around that so many times, but I miss people, and the cause is in my heart, really, and will always be, so that's never going to go anywhere.
That's lovely.
And hopefully I can still be helpful.
Yeah, and that's nice. You haven't, like, stepped away from it and, you get on with it. Now you're still there at...
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you always worry, what's it going to be like when you have to go back, or will you ever go back? And I've been back, you know, a few times, and everyone's so welcoming, and that's, of course, the benefit one man pattern's all about, isn't it?
That's the spirit that you built, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I hope so.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Have we got one final question from I do worry about this one.
I didn't realise. See you coming back in there.
No, he kind of sneaked back in, and I think he's got a sneaky question too.
Mm. Yeah, I've got another question. If you could name an official High Sheriff's favourite spot on the island, where would it be?
Where would it be?
Yeah.
Favourite spot. Gosh, there's so many. There's a lot of spots I love being at the island. But I live in St. Lawrence. I don't know whether you know where St. Lawrence is. Right down on the south near Ventnor. And anywhere along there I love being. I love being at home on the island. Okay. The island feels like home. But yeah. I love being in my own home overlooking the sea. And it's an amazing place to be calm and relaxed.
I don't think there's a better beach or a better seafront than Ventnor.
No, it is.
But it's
lovely.
Just hassle to get to, isn't it? Steep hills, yeah. And if you're driving, good grief!
Yeah.
Make sure your handbrake works.
Yeah. But you can have a pint at the Spyglass when you get there. So that's worth it.
Hey, look, we've run out of time because I know you've got to move on to another event. I mean, how many events do you do roughly a year?
Well, I think it varies, and I think, you know, what they say is do your own thing. And so, which is why I think every year is different and every High Sheriff has a different personality. I'm doing as much as I can. So most days there's something. Occasionally I have a day off. But I'm not, you know, I'm not shy to doing as much as I want. So today I've got three things. Tomorrow there's three things, Saturday there's three things, Sunday there's one thing. So it varies.
Crikey. I might put that in the news when you have a day off. Nigel Hartley's having a day off, the first one this year.
I know, how dare he?
Yeah, it'll be an am finally. I think it'll be a great idea.
Yeah.
Chloe, thanks. Brilliant questions.
Yeah,
and Callum, well done. And cheers. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
And the amazing work you're doing here. These guys have just blown me away, really.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.